Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360, Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Mack. Now, it's Thursday, and the longest week of the season is nearly over. It seems like the Eagles haven't played in forever, but on Sunday they'll go to Detroit, play the Lions, and Glenn?
And I love their chances.
Tell me.
I love this match.
See, I want to know how this team handles prosperity.
Well,
that's a big test.
It is a big test, and there is always the possibility of a letdown game, and you could have the clunker, and we've seen it before.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm just looking at this thing on paper and looking at it dispassionately and thinking that maybe Doug Peterson, like Andy Reid, knows how to bring a team off a bye, right? That was his mentor.
Yep.
Then I think it's a great matchup. And here's the stat of all stats. The Lions, opposing quarterbacks against the Lions have a QB rating of 120, Dave.
Yes.
That's Hall of Fame number.
All four have had passer ratings of over 100. The Lions struggling at 1-3. But they will be a desperate team on Sunday at Ford Field. And we've got all the action for you, of course. So got a lot to get to in the show today. A little progress report on Jordan Hicks. Glenn's going to give some of his bold predictions, and we'll take a look at the Eagles, some of their big games after bye weeks. But first things first, a busy Thursday, the coordinators meeting the media, and that means it's time for our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles continue to get set for Sunday's matchup with the Lions in Detroit, which is a bit of a homecoming for Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, who spent 5 seasons as the Lions head coach. But at his press conference today, Schwartz said that this game isn't really anything personal as he returns to Detroit.
It'd give us a chance to go 4-0. It's an NFC team, so yeah, it's personal that way. But as far as the Lions, you know, I think you guys would probably be surprised how much I root for the Lions, you know, as long as it's not in direct conflict with the Eagles. I want those guys to win every week. I got too much blood and sweat in that building, and there's a lot of guys there that mean an awful lot to me. You know, and start with Stafford and Pettigrew and Levy. I mean, those guys were my first draft class. I want those guys to succeed. I don't want them to succeed this Sunday. I'm gonna do my very best to try to beat them. But I think everybody'd be surprised how much those guys have had my back when I coached there. And you know, I've had their back, and I'm sure that'll continue. Not this Sunday, though.
The Lions' passing attack is led by quarterback Matthew Stafford. Today we heard from Eagles linebacker Stephen Tulloch and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox on how to slow down that Lions offense.
Injuries are kind of hard to overcome. You lose your starting running back, Amir Abdul, and, you know, Eric Ebron's kind of banged up a little bit, and, you know, things are, you know, it kind of throws you off. And I think he's doing a good job of just trying to keep things together the best he can. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for Stafford. You know, I think I've seen him over the years. I played with him over the years, and I know what he can do, you know, out there. You know, he can keep plays alive, he can throw deep, you know, all kind of routes. He's just a good quarterback.
I mean, I think the way that they're blocking, I think they're blocking really well. I think, you know, they protecting the guy with the ball. They're protecting nine back there. And, you know, Coach Wilson said earlier in the week that, that it's going to be a challenge. You know, don't look at it as get back or, you know, whatever. Just go in and most importantly, worry about us, because at the end of the day, as I've said, you know, for 3 weeks, it's not about the other team. It's about us and what we do.
You can catch all of our locker room sound on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, as well as all of our press conference coverage, including a joint press conference from the Jordans, Jordan Hicks and Jordan Matthews. Again, all that available right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. In a moment, we're going to get to behind enemy lines and hear from the Detroit Lions. But just an update for you. No Ziggy Ansah, defensive end. No linebacker DeAndre Levy. And no tight end Eric Ebron. All three of those players. Three of the very best Detroit Lions not expected to play, Glenn. And we're trying to compile wins. We're trying to put some wins in the bank in the NFC East. How do you see this division shaping out?
I'll tell you how I see this week shaking out. The Eagles are going to win this week. It may not happen. I think the Eagles are going to win this week. And the other three NFC East teams are going to lose this week. The Cowboys play at home against Cincinnati. The Cowboys are bad at home. Cincinnati's a good team. The Redskins travel to Baltimore. Baltimore coming off a loss. I think that's a tough spot for them. And the Giants go to Green Bay, who's going to put up 35 points on the Giants. It's going to be a good week for the Eagles vis-a-vis the NFC East.
So we should all be happy, happy, happy.
Well, presumably we will be
Sunday
night.
Look how happy he is.
I'm always happy.
We've got a lot to get through here on Eagles 360. When we return, we're going to go behind enemy lines and find out more about the disappointing but dangerous Detroit Lions.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now with you, Eagles 360. Time now to learn a little bit more about the Detroit Lions from their perspective. It's Behind Enemy Lines, Chris McPherson and Tori Petri.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. To preview the showdown between the Eagles and the Detroit Lions, let's welcome in Tori Petri, who covers the team for DetroitLions.com. Tori, let's go back to that Thanksgiving matchup, which Eagles fans want to forget, obviously, but it's a much different Lions team. We're used to seeing Calvin Johnson, Megatron, out there on the field catching passes for Matthew Stafford. How has the offense moved on with the all-world receiver now no longer playing football?
Right. I mean, Calvin Johnson had three touchdowns in that game against the Eagles on Thanksgiving of last year. Obviously, you don't have him to do that for you this season, but I think the strategy really is spreading the ball around more. That's really been Jim Bob Cooter and Matthew Stafford's approach to this. It's less of getting the ball to your one go-to receiver and more of letting Stafford throw to the guy that's open and rely on him to make plays and get yards after the catch. I mean, Marvin Jones has shown that he has been an incredible threat down the sideline. You have Golden Tate, who's shown he can be productive in the past. Eric Ebron is having a great year. And Anquan Boldin has really been reliable in those situations where the Lions really need to pick up a first down. So they have options there. Obviously, Theo Riddick coming out of the backfield as well. So they really have talent where they can spread the ball all around and have those reliable guys to catch the ball and make plays.
Tori, you mentioned Theo Riddick gave the Eagles a lot of fits last season in the pass game, but now with Amir Abdullah's injury, he's the primary ball carrier of the backfield. The run game in Detroit struggled a little bit. What can Jim Bob Cooter and the Detroit offense do to get the run game going?
Right. I think it all comes down to blocking in that run game, whether that's the offensive line, tight ends, fullback, wide receivers down the field. That has been their issue. We saw some success in the run game in the first couple of games. Obviously, you have no more Amir Abdullah. So Theo Riddick, who's usually known for catching passes out of the backfield, you're going to rely on him to carry the ball a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting to see how they adapt to that. We've seen Theo Riddick improve in that area. He had a rushing touchdown in week one, so we know that he is capable of doing it, but really the run blocking has definitely got to improve.
Tori, the Lions fell to 1-3 with a loss last week to Chicago. Matthew Stafford had two interceptions in the loss, but overall has thrown the ball quite well this season. How is he dealing with the fact that even though that he's thrown the ball well and performing, you know, on a pretty good level, the fact that he's not seeing the results with the victories and everything that comes along with it?
Right. I mean, he was pretty upset after that first interception in Chicago, and for good reason. It really wasn't his fault. Golden Tate admitted after the game that he just didn't get the signal. He ran the wrong route. So that was an understandable emotional moment for Matthew Stafford. But really, if you take away that Chicago game where the offense just really wasn't itself, he's been having a great season. He and Marvin Jones have been having incredible chemistry. So he really has to just rely on the guys that he has out there to make plays. His receivers have had some issues with drops, but he's working with what he has. And Matthew Stafford's a pretty even-keel guy, so he's not getting down about it.
Speaking of even-keel guys, Matthew Stafford, former number one overall pick here in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz has taken the league by storm. The number two overall pick in this year's draft has not turned the ball over. So what will the Lions do to try to get him off balance? I know that Ezekiel Ansah has been sidelined with the high ankle sprain. He brings a lot of force off the edge. What do you see the Lions trying to do to change the turnover battle there for the Lions?
Yeah, the Lions are in desperate need of a pass rush. I would say that that is the biggest thing that they are missing on defense right now. They really need to get pressure on that quarterback, especially when you're going up against a guy that has zero interceptions. I mean, you have talented guys behind Ziggy Ansah. Obviously, you have a great talent in Ziggy Ansah, and when he's not on the field, you miss him. But Devin Taylor has proven himself to be a reliable guy. He had a safety in week two, and a little lesser-known guy, Kerry Hyder, has stepped up and had a sack in every game thus far, but they need more pressure on the quarterback, and I think that's going to be a difference maker in this game if they're able to get that.
Hyder's five sacks for the season, second in the league only to Von Miller. Torrey Petrie from DetroitLions.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, Torrey. Detroit, all of a sudden, Glenn, after a 6-2 finish in 2015, Jim Caldwell, head coach, on the hot seat.
Yeah, really in a lot of trouble. He didn't get a lot to help him. I mean, they did not have a good offseason. As you mentioned earlier, they've had a lot of injuries. Their offensive line is young and can't protect the quarterback. The
defensive line. No Calvin Johnson, he leaves.
No Calvin Johnson, that hurts you. Marvin Jones has been good. But this is a team that's in a lot of trouble right now. And when a team is down, Dave, stomp on their necks.
And that's why it makes me so nervous about Sunday, as all Eagles fans understand. More to get to here when we return to Eagles 360. Glenn Macnow, who's been on a roll through three games. I'll say it.
That is correct.
He's got some more bold predictions when we return to Eagles 360.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
No one can stop me when I taste the feeling. Nothing can ever bring me down. Nothing can ever bring me down. Taste the feeling.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra smooth, full body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360 on this Thursday at the NovaCare Complex. Dave and Glenn, I'm going to step aside. Glenn's turn to give us three of his five bold predictions. You can hear the other two on the kickoff show on Sunday. Glenn?
But your feedback is always important.
Absolutely.
To me. All right, here you go. Number one, Carson Wentz is going to top the 301 yards he had against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he may top it by a lot. So far this year, the Eagles have only allowed four sacks. Detroit cannot rush the passer. You have Zach Ertz back this week. Ziggy Ansah out for Detroit. I respect Halade Nana, but not particularly rushing the passer. As I said earlier, the QB ranking against the Lions is remarkably bad. It will be a big day for Wentz and the Eagles receivers.
I think it will be a big day, but I think that the Eagles will run the football against a Lions defense that has allowed more than 114 rushing yards per game. So I look for balance, and unless the Eagles plan on racking up 600 yards of offense, I don't think he gets to 301. But a good day.
Well, that's good. Okay. We have something to look back at next week. All right, number two. It's time for Darren Sproles to break a punt return. And the Lions, by the way, are allowing 19 yards per punt return. They have a good punter. He goes distance, but you can return them on him. Darren Sproles has had more than 20 returns of 40 yards or more in his career. I think this week he makes it number 21. He's due. He still can break away. It'll happen this week.
You really have done your homework, haven't you? You've got all these numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go with that one. You're not going to get no argument here.
All right. There you go. Third one's number.
No flies here.
There you go. All right. Number three, I always do try to balance and give you the guy on the other team who's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty good on that so far. With the Eagles, it's usually not their prime guy. It's the Eddie Royals who get you. It's the Sammy Coates who get you. The Lions have done very well replacing, well, you can't replace Calvin Johnson, but a guy who's had a good season for them is Marvin Jones, who's second in the league in receiving yards. He's not going to be the guy. The guy who's going to be the guy is 36-year-old Anquan Boldin.
Oh, this big slot receiver.
Who has hurt the Eagles before. He'll be the guy. You're not going to shut him out. He'll be the guy for Detroit.
Okay. And I would agree that he has a chance to only because he's big. Can't really run anymore. And from the slot.
Run a few steps into the end zone.
Well, that's assuming Detroit gets to the red zone. But, okay.
Are we going to shut out?
No.
That's bolder than what I'm going
to play. I think the Eagles' defense is really going to be primed. Mm-hmm. To play this game. Glenn Macnow, those are his bold predictions. Again, two more coming your way on the Eagles kickoff show on Sunday, which airs at 12:30 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. More to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we're going to hear a little bit about the post-bye week success. Glenn's got another list. We've had 2 weeks here since the Eagles played. We got to follow up with something.
I make these
Mr.
Lists all week.
Is coming up with the best of the best Eagles bye weeks. The games after, they've been pretty impressive, and we'll hear from Glenn on the other side. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rico. Rico makes information work for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafty, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's get on the water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Well, we're back from the bye. The Eagles on the practice field, everybody focusing on the Detroit Lions. Dave and Glenn here. We're going to talk about some of the best Eagles performances following bye weeks. Glenn's done his research. I have not, but I have a photographic memory.
Yeah, you do, actually.
But I don't know anything else. What am I doing?
No, you're pretty good at this. So here you go, and I'm going to take it from oldest to newest. And the first one is pre – it's the only one that's not an Andy Reid one, because Andy was remarkable after the bye, and you hope that carries over to Doug Peterson. But I'm going to give you a Rich Kotite one.
Who?
1992, when the Eagles went 11-5. If you remember, they started off the year 3-0, think the Cowboys did too. They go into the bye. They come out to play the Cowboys at the Vet.
On Monday Night Football.
Yes, they crushed them 31-7. I remember the sign, Achy Breaky Heart, because it's when that song was popular, and they broke Troy Aikman that day. Right. It was a great game. Of course, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year. The Eagles did not.
There are so many great moments. Yeah.
They did win a playoff game.
They stopped them again. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But the Eagles did win a playoff game that year under Kotite.
But the loss of Jerome Brown came back to haunt the Eagles defensively.
Sure did. All right, here you go. Number two, 2001. Now, this is a memorable game, not necessarily a great performance. But the Eagles started out 2-2. They get the early season bye, which seemed to happen a lot over the years. They come back and play the Giants, and Dave, it was one of the most inept offensive performances I ever saw by the Eagles. They're losing 9-3. It's a terrible game for most of the game. With a minute and 48 to go, Donovan McNabb finds who?
James Thrash.
You got it, for a touchdown, and they clinch the game when Jeremiah Trotter sacks Kerry Collins, who fumbles. It wasn't pretty, but it was important, and it was a good win.
Okay.
All right.
Did the Giants win the Super Bowl that year?
2001? I don't know. They might have. There may be a thing.
I think they went there, and they lost to the Ravens, maybe?
Well, here it might have been. Here, this one, I can promise you the other team did not win the Super Bowl because it's against the Bills.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go to 2003. Eagles lose the first two games of the season. It's going to be a big year. They lose to the Bucs. They lose to the Pats. What is going on here? They have the bye. There's a lot of story that McNabb's got the bad thumb. You remember all that? They come back. They go to Buffalo to play the Bills. They beat them 23-13. And as close as you can ever have to a must-win game in September, they shut down Drew Bledsoe, the Bills quarterback, and they win. Whew, go on to have a fine season.
And you
know
why?
Make the NFC Championship.
You know why? The airplane encountered turbulence on the flight to Buffalo. The cabin crashed. Everybody prayed, and it was really scary. And the story after that was kind of a little divine intervention. Eagles turn the season around.
Well, there you go. See, that part I never knew.
Yeah. Then they go down and lose to Washington, and then Brian Westbrook returns the punt against the New York
Giants.
Don't
bring up the post, the after ones. Yeah. Those are never good.
Yeah,
there's never a happy ending. Just mine, they're always happy endings. All right. 2005, which was not a good year for the Eagles after the Super Bowl year. Everybody remembers that. It's the year that Mike McMahon ended up playing quarterback. But this one was a good one because on this day, after the bye, Donovan completes 35 passes, 7 to T.O., 10 to Westbrook. The Eagles are down to the Chargers, 17-13 late in the game. Chargers lining up for a field goal, pretty much going to clinch it. Quinton Michael blocks it. Who returns it for a touchdown?
Come on, Matt Ware.
I remember Merrill, man. Matt Ware! Matt Ware! He went crazy.
That's a terrible Merrill.
Hey, I don't claim to do it.
Okay.
He's around here. We'll get him in to do it.
It's good.
Yeah, anyway, and they win that one 20-17.
All right. Whew.
And it was we felt good that day about the season. Okay. Not so much after.
All right, you got one more.
I do, Dave. Okay. You can count. Right. I'm proud of you.
I didn't cut you off this time.
All right. 2010. This is Andy Reid's final year in the playoffs. They're 4-3 going into the break, but they got to play a tough Indianapolis team out of the break. And if you remember in those days, I guess as opposed to now, the Eagles had a difficult time beating AFC teams. Always seemed to lose to those 3-4 AFC teams. But on this day, they stop Peyton Manning. They're down 17-16 at the half, but they hang in. They intercept Manning twice. They shut down the Colts running game. Colts only had 62 rushing yards that day. Big day for DeSean Jackson. 7 catches, 2 touchdowns, 109 yards. Michael Vick, a quarterback. They win. A very up-and-down season. They made the playoffs, and that one was critical.
And the defensive stars of that game, Asante Samuel, Trent Cole.
Asante Samuel, that's right. And Trent Cole ended up with the Colts.
That's right.
There you have it.
So there's your top 5 games per Glenn Macnow following the bye week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Wonderful list, and we hope that Sunday is one of those games to add to the pantheon.
It's 2016.
One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. And we're going to take a look in our progress report at middle linebacker Jordan Hicks, his first year starting in the middle, running the Eagles defense, which, oh, by the way, leads the NFL in fewest points allowed. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player Watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply write checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Write Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Glenn Mack. Now time for our progress report with middle linebacker Jordan Hicks, Ike Reese, and Mike Quick, giving us the lowdown on a second-year player with a big-time responsibility.
All right, Q, the progress report brings us to one of my favorites, number 58, Jordan Hicks, the quarterback of the defense this year.
Because he wears 58, is that why he's one of your favorites?
Of course, of course. Well, listen, his play should make him a favorite of everyone. Let's watch him here a couple weeks ago, Pittsburgh Steelers. Watch him in the passing game. What I like about Jordan, smart player. He's playing the sticks, keeps everything in front of him. Ben's going to complete this pass, but you get a short tackler coming up to make
the
play.
You said it. He's a smart guy. He's an instinctive guy, and he's just reading the quarterback, and that's what he does. He watches where the quarterback's going to go with the football, and he's in perfect position to make the stop before the sticks.
And here's the thing that I love about him. You get a play like this. It's a nice screen play set up here by the Steelers. Jordan keeps his shoulder square. He's basically reading the passing routes of the offense. And then I like the way he uses his leverage versus the screen. Screen plays break on defenses often because the defensive players don't use the proper leverage. Let's watch Jordan Hicks here versus the screen. He's going to drop back in his coverage, but he's going to play this thing inside out. He knows he has leverage on the outside.
Ike, just watch how well he communicates. He recognizes right away. Watch that left hand go up. Right there, he's recognizing, he's directing traffic and getting out in the flow of the screen and making a big stop.
The thing that I love about him, you rarely see a missed tackle from this kid. He knows how to wrap up the ball carriers. And then you got to love him in the run game.
Yeah.
It's all about proper fits. We're going to get a puller here coming to this side, and it's all about leverage. Watch how he reads this, gets down into his leverage. He's not being selfish here trying to make the tackle himself. He knows he has to either force this ball to the outside, to this free tackler,
yep,
or to the backside, to that free tackler. His leverage is inside. Great run fit here. Stuff this run against D'Angelo Williams.
And listen, there's no wasted step. When he sees that offside guard pull, he steps up into the hole, and he makes that play happen.
The mark of any good defense starts with the play of the middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks, filling the role of quarterback on defense very well.
Thanks so much, guys. I got to tell you, I think it's interesting, this whole linebacker picture, because we see Steven Tulloch getting worked into the mix a little bit here. Jordan Hicks, when you look at him, not a big guy at all.
No.
240-ish pounds. But he's really instinctive. He's very cerebral. And he's played excellent football.
Yeah, he's a very smart player. And for a young player, he picks it up really fast. Had such a good year last year. The injury's always a concern. If he can stay healthy, Dave, I think he's a real star.
Yeah, and if the defensive line can keep him clean and occupy the offensive blockers, those big guards, so they don't get up into his body, he's free to flow to the ball, and he's a good tackler and takes good angles, and Jordan Hicks playing well so far. Keep him healthy. That is key for this Eagles defense. Okay, so what's ahead for you? For the Eagles as they get closer to Sunday's kickoff. Our Amoroso's on the menu. Look at what's ahead. Friday, a key day in the NFL, key day for the Eagles. Doug Peterson meets the media, gives the final injury updates. We expect everyone to be healthy. Crunch time with cornerback Ron Brooks and Alex Smith. And finally, we have our key matchups against the Lions. Joe DeCamera joining me in studio. Amorosos, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Glenn, this is the question. It's about prosperity. It's about going on the road. It's about the next test. You look at Carson Wentz, you think he's going to have a huge day.
I do, 300-plus. Yeah.
And so what does that mean? Can we stop X-ing off the challenges?
No, I think what happens now is after this week, you really get the challenges. The schedule gets tougher. This is a road game. Four of the five are on the road, but you got division games coming up. You got that stretch with Cincinnati, Seattle, Green Bay.
Minnesota's not bad either.
Minnesota is coming up, right? That's a home game, but that's going to be a tough one. So you bank these easier games. I can say it. I'm not playing. And then you try to split the tough games, and then when you do that, Dave, you're 11-5, 12-4.
Just win, baby.
Thank
you.
Just
win. Yeah. For Glenn Macnow, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us in Eagles 360. I'm back tomorrow with Joe DeCamera. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.